Mendoza with the last kick of the game. Couple of injuries as well. John Stones went off injured for England. Man City playing Arsenal at the weekend, could be a key fixture. Will he be available? Also for Liverpool fans, worrying that Andy Robertson was injured in their Scotland's game against Northern Ireland, or having already suffered an injury earlier this season. That was a shoulder injury though. I think he's got an ankle injury now, so he may not be available for a few more weeks. That's a little bit of a sporting update for you. See, we'll do anything on the show that goes like this, as long as it fits in with what we're talking about at the time. It's just happened. It's current. I'd like to bring it to you. Speaking of currents, they're often purple, aren't they? And today is also Purple Day. What else is purple? We talked about amethyst a while ago. What about lavender? Quite a few plants and vegetables end up being purple. The flowers of the lavender plant, of course, famously purple. Some fun facts about lavender, one website says. I don't know if this is all that fun, but ancient Egyptians made use of lavender during their mummification process, embalming the corpse with perfume. Fun facts? Ancient Greeks used lavender to treat insomnia and back pain. It was obviously thought to have medicinal properties hundreds of years ago during the bubonic plague in the 17th century. Lavender was used as a remedy to ward off the disease. And it's actually quite an effective bug repellent, can protect other plants from certain pests. And it will thrive despite being neglected. It works with these day as well, because it can thrive especially in poor soil conditions. So you can ignore lavender, leave it on its own, and it can still grow. And did you know, not many people know this, it's actually part of the neat family. And Queen Victoria was a huge fan of lavender. She made sure all her furniture was cleaned with a lavender-based solution, and her drink of choice was lavender-infused tea to help ease her stomach. Well, I've said lavender a lot. And now, thanks to Laden Tunchai, we're going to have some more music. She suggested I play this by Akon.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Yo. This one here goes out to all my players out there, man. You know, and that girl that has always been there, man. Like, took all the bullshit, but then one day she can't take it no more and just leave. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed my girl wasn't on my side. Could've sworn I was feeling her, I was feeling, so I had to take a little ride. Backtracking on a few years out, but I couldn't make it so bad. Cause ever since my girl left me, my whole life came crashing and I'm so
lonely,
so lonely.
Mr. Lonely,
I have nobody, nobody on my own, girl. So lonely,
Mr. Lonely.
Had a girl like you and I just let you walk right out of my life. After all I put you through, you still stuck around and stayed by my side. What really hurt me is I broke your heart, baby. You were a good girl and I had no right. I really wanna make things right, cause without you in my life, girl, I'm so, so lonely. Mr. Lonely,
I
have nobody. So lonely,
Mr.
Lonely, I have nobody,
nobody
on my own, baby. Been all over the world, ain't never met a girl that could take the things that you've been through. Never thought the day would come where you would get up and I would be out chasing you. Cause ain't nowhere in the globe I'd rather, ain't no one in the globe I'd rather see than the girl of my dreams that made me be so happy. But now Mr. Lonely, I have
just want you to call my phone. Stop playing, girl, and come on home. Baby girl, I didn't mean to shout. I want me and you to work it out. I never wish to ever hurt my baby.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Akon and Lonely for La Den Tun Chai. Now, while that was on, I had a request from Maria on the Isle of Wight, who said, as it's Purple Day, why not play Purple Rain? Good idea. And it's been raining quite heavily today. I thought the rain was over, spring had sprung, you know, we weren't going to get April showers. But that could still happen in April, I suppose. What about March showers? I don't know, but it's been raining heavily today. It's Purple Day. We're combining purple with rain with a suggestion from a listener. Go on, then.
Purple rain, purple.
FM.
Prince and Purple Rain. Fantastic stuff. See, last minute song suggestions can get into the show. Absolutely fantastic. And I have to make an apology to Sarah James as well, because I attributed Akon's Lonely to Laden Tunchai, which was true, but independently of her, Sarah James asked for it as well. So, yes, it was equally her suggestion. So thank you very much for that, Sarah. Now, the hotly contested debate that is raging on Twitter: which one of these would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli and cauliflower. You've got around 38 minutes left to vote. At the moment, 34% of voters are saying spinach, 50% of voters are saying broccoli and 16% of voters are saying cauliflower. Nobody would prefer kale. It's a shocker. For all you kale fans out there, if you want to change things, give that post a retweet, a repost, and more people will see it. More people will be able to squeeze in a vote before we go off the airwaves. Thanks to everyone that's voted so far. Incredibly grateful. Right, more music coming up, more purple facts, and Prediction Masters back very shortly too. It's all exciting. It's all happening. What's coming up now? Well, thanks to Paul Milton and David Capri, independently of each other, we're now going to hear from Roy Orbison. Dum, 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 dum. Oh yes, and we've only got 45 minutes left, plenty of tracks still to get in before I leave you. So yes, don't worry if yours hasn't made it in yet, it could well still make it. What about other famously purple things? Well, we've talked about lavender, we've talked about amethyst. Let's get into something edible. Plums. Plums, famously purple fruit. Plums can be as large as a cricket ball, or as small as a cherry when ripe. I've never seen one as large as a cricket ball. That would be ridiculous. When dried, as I'm sure you're aware, plums, when dried, are called prunes. Yes, popular all over the world, plum trees are grown on every continent except Antarctica. Some plum varieties are specifically bred so they can be dried and still retain their sweetness. These are the plums used for prunes. Prunes are known for their laxative effect. Let's just leave that out there. The plum is part of the prunes family, like the peach and the apricot. Okay. And final couple of health-related facts, really. Plums protect your heart. A medium fresh plum contains 113 milligrams of potassium that helps manage high blood pressure and reduce the risk of stroke. Some studies suggest, this isn't medically proven, I don't think, but some studies suggest that plum extracts can kill aggressive breast cancer cells without harming the surrounding healthy cells. Plums are also full of antioxidants that have been shown to slow the development of Alzheimer's disease. Wow. There are only 43 calories in an averagely sized plum, and a plum contains 14% of your recommended daily dose of vitamin C. There we go. Plums, clearly very, very good for you. Okay, now we need some more music. Thanks to Mark Straker up near Blackpool. We're now going to hear from the Police.
Can't convince myself.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
The police was lonely. Now, many years back on this very show, I played the World Cup of Misheard Song Lyrics, and I think the police got quite far. Don't think it won, but people often mishear So Lonely for Sue Lawley, the former newsreader on the BBC. It does really, when you hear that, when you listen to it, you can't help but Sue Lawley. It does really make me laugh. It's one of those best ones. So, yeah, amazing. The police and So Lonely. I'll have a quick look at the debate, the intense debate on the Twitterverse. You've now got, how long, 26 minutes left to cast your vote. Shall we see if the scores are updating? Just waiting for refreshments to occur. 51% now saying broccoli, 35% saying spinach, and 14% saying cauliflower. So, yes, if you want to get your vote cast, you've not got very long left to do so. Please get involved at Ben Sim Radio on X or Twitter and give a repost. More people. Thank you, sir. Which would you rather eat, spinach, kale, broccoli or cauliflower? Your vote. It is World Spinach Day today. Now, more music, and this was suggested by another Phoenix presenter. Thank you so much, Patrick Shering. Here is Andrew Gold.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy. Now, another foodstuff famously purple on Purple Day, the 26th of March, is, of course, the beetroot. Get ready for facts about beetroot. Very, very high in nutrients. Very good for you. Yes, an average amount of boiled beetroot will give you 44 calories, 1.7 grams of protein, just 0.2 grams of fat, incredibly low in fat, 10 grams of carbs, 2 grams of fibre. It's got percentages of folate, manganese, copper, potassium, magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin B6 and iron. Rich in folate, a vitamin that plays a key role in growth, development and heart health. And also a good amount of manganese, which is involved in bone formation, nutrient metabolism, brain function and more. Beetroots are also high in copper, an important mineral for energy production and the synthesis of certain neurotransmitters. So to summarise, they're full of vitamins and minerals but low in calories and fat. So a good source of key nutrients, folate, manganese and copper. They can help keep blood pressure in check, improve athletic performance, fight inflammation, may improve your digestive health. They're a good source of fibre, possibly support brain health and links to dementia. It can improve your chance of fighting that off. Many believe beetroot has anti-cancer properties. Contains compounds including betaine, ferulic acid, rutin, chiamphorol and caffeic acid, which are all thought to have cancer-fighting properties. May help balance energy intake and can be tasty and easy to use in recipes. Yes, many people have pickled beetroot, of course, but you can roast, you can steam them. Incredibly, incredibly excellent food stuff to think about. There we go. Beetroot. Very, very healthy. I haven't eaten beetroot for ages. Went over my mum and dad's last weekend because it was my dad's birthday recently. Had some beetroot, yes, and enjoyed it. So great stuff. Now, courtesy of one Mr. James Ludlow, we're going to get our next track on the airwaves. I've always enjoyed listening to this one. I think it's a brilliant track. It's Michael Jackson at his finest. You Are Not Alone.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Why did you have to go and leave my world so cold? Every day I see
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Michael Jackson's You Are Not Alone, suggested by James Ludlow. Thank you very much. 25 minutes of the show left. Well, 24 and a few seconds. That means you've probably only got about 14 minutes left to cast your vote in the intense debate on the Twitter or X-verse. Yes, so not too long. Now, we're talking about purple because it's Purple Day, amongst other things. Spinach Day, Legal Assistance Day, Solitude Day, National Cleaning Week and Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. But purple is one of those words in the language that it's thought nothing rhymes with, isn't it? Isn't it silver, orange and purple? But I think they do all actually have rhymes. For instance, curple is a word. The hindquarters or the rump of a horse, or a strap under the girth of a horse's saddle to stop the saddle from kicking forward, both can be called curple. That rhymes with purple. There we go. Now, I attended a show business fraternity I belong to over the weekend. The Grand Order of Water Rats had a lodge meeting. I went to that in King's Cross in London. And there, thanked any members of that fraternity who have supported my radio show in the past, making song suggestions. This evening, our King Rat, the head of our order for the year, one Mr. Richard Gauntlet, has made a song suggestion for tonight's show. Remember, all the tracks have to link to being alone or lonely or on your own or needing help in some way or another. And we're going to get something vaguely amusing, I believe, courtesy of Richard Gauntlet. This is Whispering Grass.
You promised me, green grass, not to tell what you heard. Whispering Grass, say, you can't keep you a word. Keep you a word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper, green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed them? She will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell?
Tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blubbering trees. Oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Winter Davis and Donna Stell as their characters from It Ain't Half Hot Mum and Whispering Grass got to number one back in 1975. Thanks so much to Richard Gauntlett for suggesting that one. King Rat, it made it into the show tonight. Amazing stuff. Well, somehow we've only got 19 minutes left before I have to leave you, so not too long left to vote on the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Which would you rather eat? Bear in mind, it is spinach day, and the choices you have are spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower. Someone's written and said, aren't they all from the same family of plants? I don't think spinach is, but kale, broccoli and cauliflower are indeed from the same family of plants, as is Cavolo Nero and many other things as well. So yes, we still haven't finished talking about things that are famously purple. I may do a very quick rundown on some other things before I leave you tonight. And we need the resolution to the intense debate. But after the next track, Prediction Master will be back. I'm excited. You should be too. And now, thanks to Andy Fleming's suggestion, here's Suggs. Wake up, Suggs. Come on.
Lying there instead.
Phoenix FM.
Suggs and I'm Only Sleeping. Thanks very much to Andy Fleming. Right, hasn't happened for a while. I'm excited because it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Now, I can't be 100% certain of the score, but I think it's something like 10 correct predictions and 5 incorrect predictions from Prediction Master, something like that. I will check the exact total before next week's show and before the result of this prediction. But, yes, we've had an international break. The Premier League will be back this weekend. There is a huge, potentially title-deciding match on Sunday afternoon. Manchester City versus Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium. Prediction Master is carefully sitting on the fence and saying that game will result in a draw. If either team wins, Prediction Master is wrong. Prediction Master is stating that will be a draw between Manchester City and Arsenal. Prediction Master is back with a vengeance and will be predicting every week. Yes, I know how excited many of you will be at hearing that, so please do your best to calm down. I can imagine some of you running around the house with excitement right now, stopping your cars, pulling over, cheering to yourselves. Yes, Prediction Master will be back making those weekly predictions. You've missed him over the last few weeks, haven't you? Prediction Master is back. Manchester City versus Arsenal this Sunday, kick-off late Sunday afternoon at the Etihad. Prediction Master says draw. You heard it here first. Oh, yes.
Prediction Master.
That is, of course, not true if you've regularly listened to predictions by other people and they made them a little while ago. You probably could have heard it here third or fourth, maybe. But there we go. I'm sure we can all come to terms with that. Right, now, thanks to who? I can't see who's made this. Siobhan Roxburgh. Thank you, Siobhan Roxburgh. We're now going to hear from Tiffany. See, doesn't have to be morose, doesn't have to be melancholy all the time. Songs about being alone, lonely, or with alone or lonely in the title. Classic Tiffany. Thanks, Siobhan.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we tumble to the ground.
that was Tiffany, and I think we're alone now. The intense debate is on the Twitterverse, the Xverse. Which one would you rather eat? Spinach, kale, broccoli and cauliflower. Spinach full pack. Spinach and broccoli joint winners with 43% of the vote each. Congratulations to them. Cauliflower in third with 14% of the vote. Kale scoreless. Sorry, kale, it's not worked out for you, but spinach and broccoli joint winners. Well done. The brassica plant family, very interesting, actually. We eat many parts of it. The roots as Sweden turnips, the stems, kohlrabi, the leaves as cabbage, kale, the flowers as cauliflower, broccoli, and the buds as Brussels sprouts and cabbage, and the seeds even, mustard seeds and rapeseed. What an incredible plant for foodstuffs for humans. Unbelievable. Ultimate track coming up, courtesy of Mr. Paul Saunders. Thank you so much. Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, this old friend. I've come to talk with you again. As a vision softly creeping, left the seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of California, with a halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, to split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words, I teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Simon and Garfunkel. Got to sum up the show incredibly quickly. Thanks to everybody that's been involved. Everybody that made track suggestions. It was fabulous of all of you. Nick Field, Paul Holmany and Lee Marie Brooks, Rachel Willett, Angie Stanger Leeds, Fiona Watson, Karen Ridger, Gillian Parkin, Horace Hopman, Sarah James, Paul Milton, Mark Straker, Patrick Shering, James Ludlow, my mum, my dad, Richard Gauntlet, Andy Fleming, Paul Saunders and Ellie from Beckles, who's requested this final track to play us out. Of things today. Kieran Knight shares a birthday with Diana Ross. Scott Fish likes being on his own. Prediction Master thinks Man City and Arsenal are going to be a draw. People prefer spinach and broccoli to kale and cauliflower. And it's Legal Assistance Day, Solitude Day, Purple Day, National Cleaning Week and Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. To play us out, a celebratory track about love that's fabulous. Don't be lonely. You can always get help. I'm always here for a chat if you want to get in touch with me. See you same time next week. Take care, legends. Good night.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.